your Bibles and turn to 1 Timothy chapter 1, please. 1 Timothy chapter 1. My title for this morning is Truth Matters.
我今天讲到的正道的题目是真理是很重要的.
Truth Matters.
真理是很重要的.
And this is my proposition today.
这是我今天要讲的主题.
Believers must hold on to good and sound teaching that leads to love that is rooted in a pure heart, a good conscience, and a sincere faith.
今天要讲到的主题是对于身为一个基督徒，你必须要确认你的信仰，而且是根据于爱。那个爱是由一个洁净的心，有一个无愧的良心跟无愧的信心而来的。
And we see that in verse 5 of 1 Timothy 1.
我们这边看提摩太前书第一章第五节.
There are three main divisions in this particular section of Scripture.
今天讲到有三个主要主题.
And this is the teaching of this particular section.
今天讲到是由这三个主题而来的.
True love claims truth, rejects falsehood, and stems from a pure heart.
真爱是由真理而来的，不喜欢虚伪，而且它是由一个洁净的心来的.
My second main division.
第二点要讲的是
True love claims truth, rejects falsehood, and stems from a good conscience.
真爱不但从真理而来，而且必须是来自于一个无愧的良心.
And then finally, true love claims truth, rejects falsehood, and stems from a sincere faith.
第三点要讲的是，真爱不但是追求真理，而且它是来自一个无为的信心.
You know, there are a number of differing opinions in our world today.
我们知道在这个世界上，每个人有不同的看法，不同的想法.
From the heavy controversial topics like should there be gun control in America, to lighter inconsequential topics like is coffee better with cream or and sugar?
有些主题呢很严肃，然后也引起蛮多争论的。譬如说，在美国呢，管制枪支是不是应该做的一件事情？有些话题呢是属于比较鸡毛蒜皮的事情，譬如说喝咖啡的时候要不要加奶精跟糖的。
There are people that hold to differing opinions in every given debate.
每个人对他自己的想法都很坚持。
Many arguments are made to hold to the position that one holds to.
有些时候你争论的目的只是在证明你是对的。
And consequently, those that hold to the opposite position are deemed to have the wrong position.
当你有这个想法的时候呢，那跟你持反对意见的人都是错的。
For instance, some people like me believe coffee is better with cream and sugar, and therefore, if you hold to the opinion that coffee black is good, then you're wrong.
所以说呢，你要是认为咖啡要加糖跟奶精才会好喝的话呢，那你对于那些喝白黑咖啡的人啊，你会觉得这个是不太能够接受的。
But the ages that we live in is also considered, absolute truth is considered as arrogance.
但是我们在这个世界上呢，你对于那些总认为自己是对的人，他们总是觉得这些好像很没道理，自我自大的。
We live in what we call an existential or a pluralistic age.
事实上，你看我们的社会，我们现在我们社会实际上是一个存在主义跟一个多元化的社会。
What is existentialism? Existentialism stresses the individual's unique position as a self-determining agent responsible for the authenticity of his or her choices.
所以存在主义的意思就是说呢，每一个人呢，他都有他自己认定是对的事情。依照这种观念来看的话呢，那真理是由自己来决定的。
This means that truth is self-determining.
对，真理是自己决定的，因为你的存在主义是由根据自己的认知而来的。
I don't tell you what is right and wrong. You decide under your own power what is right or wrong.
我不会告诉你你到底是对或是错，对跟错由你自己来判断。
We also live in a pluralistic age.
我们还生活在一个多元化的社会。
Pluralism is a situation in which people of different social classes, religions, races, etc. are together in a society, but continue to have their differing traditions and interests.
所谓多元化的意思是说，我们在一个社会里面有不同的文化背景，有不同的人种，还有不同的兴趣。那每一个人呢，虽然说是这些兴趣都不一样，可是我们还可以生活在一起。
Although pluralism sounds tolerant and good at an outset, it doesn't work because it doesn't have a formula for what happens, when things go opposite your way.
多元化社会固然是好的，可是它并没有解决我们根本的问题。
So what happens when your neighbor decides that his boundary line encroaches on your land and he starts to build a fence on your land?
当你的邻居，假如说，比如说你的邻居跟你的看法不一样，他想在你们的院子中间盖一个围墙的话，那你的看法是什么
？Pluralism doesn't have an answer for that.
对一个多元化的论点的人来讲，其实他并没有提供你一个正确的答案。
From a biblical Christian perspective, we believe that there is a right and a wrong.
当可是以一个基督徒的观点来看，事实上对跟错是存在的。
We believe that sound truth is given from God.And his followers, as his followers, we are called to hold on to his truth.
因为以基督徒观点来讲，真理是由神而来的。那我们要根据神还有他的门徒的教导来做事。
In the sea of diverse opinions, as Christians, we should base our opinions on the word of God alone.
在这个社会上存在各种不同的言论跟看法之下。当一个基督徒你应该怎么做，那其实就是要根据神的教导而来。
1 Timothy 1, 1-7
我们来看提摩太前书第一章第一到七节。
Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, according to the commandment of God our Savior, and of Christ Jesus, who is our hope, to Timothy, my true child in the faith, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father, and Christ Jesus our Lord,As I urged you upon my departure for Macedonia, remain on at Ephesus so that you may instruct certain men not to teach strange doctrines, nor to pay attention to myths and endless genealogies which give rise to mere speculation rather than furthering the administration of God which is by faith. But the goal of instruction is love from a pure heart and a good conscience and a sincere faith. For some men, straying from these things, have turned aside to fruitless discussion, wanting to be teachers of the law, even though they do not understand either what they are saying or the matters about which they make confident assertions. This is the word of God.
各位弟兄姐妹，要是你能够打开圣经，翻开到提摩太前书第一章第一章第一节第一章一到七节，奉我们的救主神和我们的盼望耶稣基督的命令，做耶稣基督耶稣使徒的保罗写信给因信主而做我真儿子的提摩太，愿恩惠怜悯平安从父神和我们的主耶稣基督临到你。我往马其顿去的时候，曾经劝你留在以弗所。为了要嘱咐某些人不可传别的教义，也不可沉迷于无稽之谈跟无穷的家谱，这件事只能引起争论，对于神在信仰上所定的计划是毫无帮助的。做嘱咐的目的是出于爱，这爱是发自纯洁的心、无愧的良心和无为的信心。有些人偏离了这些，就转向无意义的辩论，想要做律法教师，却不明白自己讲的是什么，主张的又是什么。这是从神来的话语。
Let us pray together.
让我们一同祷告。
Father, thank you for speaking to us.
亲爱的天父，感谢您透过牧师的口来跟我们说话。
As human beings, we are not left alone to live in this world.
对一个人来讲，其实我们在这世界上其实并不孤单。
You have given us the principles of life.
你已经告诉我们怎么过我们的生活。
These principles enable us to make sense of the world that we live in.
根据你这些教导，让我们了解到为什么在这社会上生活。
there are a number of differing voices that come our way.
在我们世界上有很多不同的声音，不同的言论。
It is sometimes difficult to ascertain right from wrong.
有时候很难辨别哪些是对的，哪些是错的。
However, thank you God that you have spoken with authority and clarity.
感谢神，你告诉我们一个绝对的权威跟绝对的清楚。
As we dig deep into your word this morning, I pray for an enhanced allegiance to God's word.
当我们过每天的生活的时候，让我向你祷告，我能够全心全意跟随你的话语。
I pray that we would take the warning of 1 Timothy seriously.
我向你祷告，我能够在根据提摩太前书这边的一个警告，我能够很注意。
I pray that you would be glorified in our doctrine and in our lives.
我希望我们这样做能够荣耀你。
In Jesus' name I pray.
奉主耶稣的名求，阿们。
Amen. The letter of 1 Timothy is written by Apostle Paul.
在这个保罗书信的提摩太前书是由保罗来写的。
1 Timothy 1:1 says, Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus.
在提摩太前书第一章第一节说做耶稣基督使徒的保罗。
It is written under the authority and command of our God.
这本书在写的时候是根据神的指令来写的。
1 Timothy 1:1 again says, by command of God our Savior and of Jesus Christ our hope.
第一章第一节又提到说奉我们的救主神。
The recipient of this letter is a man by the name of Timothy.
这封信是写给一个人叫做提摩太。
Chapter 1 Timothy 1:2 says, To Timothy, my true child in the faith.
因为第一章第二节里面有提到说因信主而做我真儿子的提摩太。
Like most of the New Testament letters that Paul wrote, there was an occasion that caused the writing of this particular letter.
就跟其他保罗书信一样，这封信是有它的时代背景。
When Paul arrived in Ephesus, he discovered that the churches that were planted there had been infiltrated with false teachers, even as he had predicted several years ago.
当保罗来到以弗所的时候，他发现所有的教会里面充斥的都是假教义。
Let's look at this prediction in Acts chapter 20. Acts chapter 20.
事实上，他在保罗在使徒行传第20章29节就已经预测到这个事情会发生。
Acts chapter 20, verse 29 and 30.
29节跟30节。
Now this is the occasion of Paul's writing.
这个是保罗的写，保罗所写的。
I know that after my departure, savage wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock. And from among your own selves, men will arise, speaking perverse things to draw away the disciples after them.
保罗在使徒行传二十章写到说，我知道在我离开之后，必有凶恶的豺狼进入你们之间，不惜顾羊群。你们自己中间也必有人起来讲些歪曲、悖驳、悖谬的话，引诱门徒跟从他们。
Not only that, he dealt personally with leaders of the false movement.
事实上，当时他对这些社会潮流的领导者曾经有管教过他们。
Look at 1 Timothy 1:19 and 20.
提摩太前书第一章19到20节有说到。
He says, by rejecting this, some have made shipwreck of their faith.Among whom are Hymenaeus and Alexander, whom I have handed over to Satan, that they may learn not to blaspheme.
在这边提摩太前书第一章十九二十节提到说，常常存着信心和无愧的良心，有些人丢弃良心，就在信仰上失落了。他们当中有许米亚跟亚历山大，我已经把他们交给撒旦，让他们受管教，不再亵渎。
If you notice, Paul names.In this particular book of false teachers.
事实上保罗在这本书已经把哪些是假教师讲得很清楚，他把他的名字讲出来了。
To warn believers not to believe what they are teaching.
他有警告说这些我们这些信徒的哪些人不要相信。
But anticipating further trouble, Paul left Timothy to defend against any further attacks.
虽然说他已经预言这个发生了，可是他为了这种事情不要继续再扩张，他把他交代提摩太去纠正这些人。
So this is the occasion of why Paul wrote this letter.
就在这种时代背景下保罗写了这封书信给提摩太。
Look at 1 Timothy 1:3.
看到提摩太前书第一章第三节。
As I urged you when I was going to Macedonia, remain at Ephesus, so that you may charge certain persons not to teach any different doctrine.
我往马其顿去的时候，曾经劝你留在以弗所，为了要嘱咐某些人不可再传别的教义。
So that's the purpose of First Timothy.
所以这个在这个时代背景下，为什么才会有了所谓的提摩太前书？
To get a broader purpose, we look at 1 Timothy 3:14-15.
从广义来看，我们再看看提摩太前书第三章十四到十五节。
This is what it says. I hope to come to you soon, but I'm writing these things to you so that if I delay, you may know how one ought to behave in the household of God, which is the church of the living God, a pillar and buttress of the truth.
在三章十四节到十五节这样说到。我把这些事写给你，希望不久后可以到你那里去。十五节又说，假如我来迟了，你也可以知道在神的家里应该怎样行。这家就是永活教会的教会，真理的柱石和根基。
Timothy was to strengthen the churches in Ephesus by providing direction in the areas of organization and public worship.
提摩太的任务就是说到这个以弗所的教会去，教导他们有关于怎么做崇拜跟做组织。
What gives Timothy the right to tell the church what to believe?
那是谁给提摩太这么大的一个任务跟权柄？
Well, he was an apostolic representative by Paul himself.
因为事实上来讲，他是一个保罗的代表。
Turn to 1 Corinthians 4:17.
看哥林多前书第四章十七节。
This is what that text of scripture says.That is why I sent you Timothy, my beloved and faithful child in the Lord, to remind you of my ways in Christ.
在哥林多前书四章十七节说到，因此我打发提摩太到你们那里去，他是我在主里亲爱又忠心的儿子，他要提醒你们我在基督里是怎样行事为人，正如我在各处教会所教导的一样。
So Timothy had been given authority from Paul, and Paul had been given authority directly from God to instruct these churches at Ephesus about the proper functioning of the church.
所以在这里我们可以看到，事实上，提摩太的权柄是从保罗来的，保罗的权柄是从神来的。那所以提摩太这边到以弗所去，就是为了教这些教会如何组织跟崇拜。
And as long as I am preaching.The word of God from Paul's text. This word is directly from God to you.
So, 虽然我在讲保罗的书信，但事实上这些话语是从神那边直接来的。
How then should a church function?
所以我们在问我们自己，到一个教会到底应该怎么样运作？
The church should function with true love.
因为教会的运作是根据真爱而来的。
But you know what? True love has certain characteristics.
但是真爱有些特质。
True love claims truth, it rejects falsehood, and stems from a pure heart.
真爱呢，喜欢真理，不喜欢伪善，而且是从洁净的心来的。
Again, reminding you of the circumstances of why Paul wrote this letter in 1 Timothy 1:3.
我们再看一下为什么当初保罗要写这封书信呢？
As I urged you upon my departure from Macedonia, remain on at Ephesus,So that you might instruct certain men.
在这边提到说，我在往马其顿去的时候，曾经劝你留在以弗所，为了要嘱咐某些人。
Paul knew that he could be delayed in Macedonia and did not want false teaching to infiltrate the churches at Ephesus.
因为保罗知道他中间会被耽搁到，但是他又不希望这些假教义在教会中传播。
Therefore, he asked Timothy, his true child in the faith.To stay in Ephesus and be an encouragement to the churches in Ephesus.
所以他这边就交代提摩太提摩太在这边是说，做我真儿子的提摩太，待在以弗所来教导这些教会。
And this is his charge to Timothy.
这是他对提摩太的指令。
To command certain persons not to teach false doctrines.
他就是要他交代他去提醒这些说，不要去传讲别的教义。
There were individuals in the churches at Ephesus that were propagating lies.
那些在以弗所教会里面有些人在传扬谎言。
Therefore, Paul is giving this charge to Timothy.
所以呢，保罗才给交代提摩太这个任务。
when Paul says charge, it's not a mere suggestion.
他交代这个任务其实不是只是在建议而已的。
Paul is not saying, just tell the false teachers that what they are doing is not the best idea.
他不是说，哎，你去建议这些假教师不要再传假的道理。
He is using his apostolic, God-given authority and commanding the men not to teach false doctrine as if the command was coming straight from our God.
他是用一个门徒的口吻，从神那边的角度来交代说，你必须讲，必须纠正这些人，不要再传假教义。
This letter has a tone of command and prohibition.
这边这个这封信充满的是一个命令跟训导的口味。
The reason is because Paul really loves Christ, and he really loves the church that Christ established.
因为保罗是事实上对他对耶稣基督是有真爱，然后他也爱他的教会。
Paul doesn't want to see the church be spoiled by false teachings.
他不希望这些教会被这些假的教义所传染。
So what is this different doctrine or false teaching?
那我们这边讲的假教义到底是指的是什么呢？
I think we can get a better idea if we turn to Galatians chapter 1 verse 6 and 7.
这些假教义在加拉太书第一章六到七节有在更加详细的描述。
Similar problem in the church at Galatia as well. This is what it says. I am amazed that you are so quickly deserting him who called you by the grace of Christ for a different gospel, which is really not another. Only there are some who are disturbing you and want to distort the gospel of Christ.
在加拉太书这种假教义有更加详细的描述，上面说到，我很惊奇，你们这么快就离开了，借着基督的恩召招呼你们那一位去归向别的福音，其实那并不是另外一个福音，只是有些搅扰你们的人想把基督福音改变了。
So the different doctrine that Paul is referring to here is a different gospel.
事实上这些假教义教的是另外不同的福音。
He says this gospel is also found in 1 Timothy 1:15.
这些福音在提摩太前书第一章第十五节有讲到。
And this is what is the true gospel.
这个是真的福音。
It says, the saying is trustworthy and deserving of full acceptance that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners of whom I am the foremost.
所谓真的福音是什么呢？提摩太前书一章十五节提到，耶稣基督降世为了要拯救罪人，这话是可信的，是完全可以接纳的。在罪人中，我是个罪魁。
These teachers in this church were making false claims that were contradicting the true gospel, the true good news of Jesus Christ.
但是那些假教义跟我们刚才讲的福音是互相有违背的。
Now, how are they doing that?
他们怎么做呢？
According to 1 Timothy 1:4, these men who teach a different or false doctrine are involved in myths and endless genealogies.
在提摩太前书一章四节对这些假教义有更详细 的解释。他提到说这些假教义是也不可沉浮在无稽之谈跟无穷的家谱，这些事只能引起争议，对于神在信仰上所计划是毫无帮助的。
Look at 1 Timothy 1:4. Nor to pay attention to myths and endless genealogies, which give rise to mere speculation, rather than furthering the administration of God, which is by faith.
这些假的教育就是讲到所谓的无稽之谈跟无穷的家谱，这些只能引起争议。
So what are these myths and endless genealogies that they are indulging in?
这些所谓的无稽之谈跟无穷的家谱是什么意思呢？
And why is it so important not to indulge in them?
那为什么这么重要，我们不要去相信它呢？
The word myth for Paul and Peter is an unreal tale that only the gullible believer believe and follow, which produces nothing of value.
所谓这些无稽之谈呢，只是一些传说传言，那些很容易相信别人的人，很容易信神就会相信这些话，但是他们在神里面事实上是没有价值的。
There are indicators in other areas of scripture that show how people were giving into these kinds of teachings.
我们在经文里面有看到说这些容易轻信的人是怎么样被这些受影响的。
Look at 2 Peter 1:16. 2 Peter 1:16.
彼得后书第一章十六节。
For we did not follow cleverly devised tales when we made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we were eyewitnesses of His majesty.
我们从前把我们主耶稣基督的大能和降临的事告诉他们，并不是随从巧妙捏造传奇的故事，我们却是亲眼看见过他荣耀的人。
In this text, Peter claims that he did not try to use manipulative ways to gain acceptance from people, but rather, they were teachers of truth and facts and not just stories or tales.
我们这边可以看到彼得想要教的事情，他并不是想要利用故事跟传说来影响人的信仰，他用的是事实跟真相。
So these false teachers are involved in myths or stories and tales instead of the word of God.
你可以看到这边这些假教师所要教的，他们只是用的是故事跟传说。
What are these endless genealogies that they are involved in?
那这边提到所谓的无穷家谱到底是什么意思呢？
Now this can mean two things.
这有可能有两种含义。
One, it can refer to false teachings or Gnostic teachings that teach or that seeks to add to the grace of God or take away from the grace of God.
第一种解释就是说，根据那个诺斯底的教导，或是说所谓灵智派的教导呢，他们认为说加一点点神的话语在里面，就可以增加你的灵命。
Or it can refer to the unhealthy interest of the Jewish audiences in the church concerning their own genealogies about their spiritual growth.
它也可能是指这些犹太人的信徒里面，犹太人的听众里面，因为他们认为他们是神的子民，所以他们就有灵命的成长。
Regardless of what interpretation you take about endless genealogies, what Paul is saying is that it distracts from what's really important.Which is the gospel of Christ Jesus.
不管哪用哪个角度来解释所谓的家谱，这些都对于来讲，对于真理来讲，事实上是对你会分心的。
The main problem with these myths and endless genealogies is that they give rise to mere speculation rather than furthering the administration of God, which is by faith.
这些无稽之谈跟无穷家谱最大的问题是在哪里？因为这些事只能引起争议，对于神在信仰上所定的计划是毫无帮助的。
Paul opposes the teachings of the false teachers not only because it is useless, but because it has a damaging effect on the cause of Christ for the church and individual believers that are part of the church.
保罗为什么会反对这些假教育并不只是因为他们是没有用的，而是说这些假的教育、假的教导呢，会影响到教会，会影响到个人对神的信仰。
These false teachers like controversies and confuse people with unnecessary, unbiblical, and even non-biblical arguments.
这些假教育所呈现出来的不是只有一些荒谬之谈，而且他们会影响到这些信神的人，甚至他用了一些非圣经上的话语来影响别人。
And that's because of their true character.
我们来看看经文上对这些假教育有什么样的诠释呢？
Look at the character of these false teachers in 1 Timothy 6, 4 and 5.
在提摩太书六章第四章第五节
He is conceited and understands nothing, but he has a morbid interest in controversial questions and disputes about words, out of which arise envy, strife, abusive language, evil suspicion, and constant friction between men of depraved mind and deprived of the truth.Who suppose that godliness is a means of gain?
根据经文上来讲对他们对这些假教师跟这些轻信的描述是什么呢？他们是自高自大，一无所知，反而专好问难争辩，因此产生嫉妒、纷争、毁谤、恶意和猜疑，就和那些心术败坏、丧失真理的人不断的争吵。他们视虔诚为得力的门路。
These teachers and their efforts are devoid of truth.
这些教师所教的并不是真理。
Paul is not saying that he's opposed to inquiry or controversy as such, but to speculation that is devoid of truth and doesn't produce good result.
保罗对于那些询问神的人或是、啊、并不是反对，但是他最反对的是这些并非真理的一些、传言跟教导。
There are a number of voices that claim to know the Bible、
我们在社会中有很多声音，他们认为说他们是、根据圣经而来的。
Friends, if their voices have not been founded on the Bible alone, then they are false、
朋友们，这些声音跟言论，假如说不是基本基于圣经来讲，那这些就是假的。
No matter how appealing and exciting it might seem to indulge in all these kinds of arguments and speculation, the truth is always found in God's word alone.
不管这些人讲多么的天花乱坠，假如说他们讲的东西不是在圣经里面，不是根据神的话语，那他们这些都是假的。
You know, in India, this is a little off script, but in India, people are trying to come to the U.S.、I don't know if you know this, but all around the world, people are trying to come to the U.S.、
我想各位可能有注意到说、全世界很多地方的人、印度人都喜欢到美国来。
And you'll find little shops in India that say, go to the U.S. today.
你在印度可以看到很多店面上写着说、我们今天可以到美国去呢。
Apply now. Apply now. Apply now. And it's,、it's almost 99.9 success rate. That's what they put over there.
他们宣称说、你来我这边我可以保证你 99% 可以到美国可以成功。
Even young engineers, you know, for the sake of wanting a better life, are gullible and they go and apply. And they pay extra money.To come to the U.S.
有些年轻人他们就很容易轻信这些事情，他们愿意付钱，然后、给这些人到美国来。
And these fellows, they're making money, extra money,、with the promise that they're going to send these guys to the U.S.
甚至这些店家呢，他们就是靠这些容易轻信的人来赚钱。
And there was a lot of controversy in India about this.、
这边这种事情引起很多争论。
Lots of people lost a lot of money.
很多人在这个过程中、损失了很多钱。
Because they went to the U.S. embassy thinking I'm going to go to the U.S. and they got rejected.
当他们到、美国领事馆去办签证的时候呢，他们都被拒绝了。
So we know that the final determining factor to come to the U.S. is the U.S. embassy in that particular country.
事实上，我们都很清楚，谁最后有权利决定你能不能去美国，事实上是美国领事馆。
But for these guys, it sounds exciting. Oh, this man.Has the insight. He knows President Barack Obama. He'll get me inside the U.S., you know.
但这些店家呢，都把事情讲得很天花乱坠。他们跟这些人给他们一个假的信心，说你可以去美国。
What these false teachers were doing is the same thing.
这些假教师所教的事情就是这个样子。
You know, if you listen to God's word, then you have to sleep throughout the whole sermon for an hour and a half.
这些假教师说你要听神的话语，你可以在教堂上睡。
But these、false teachers, they can excite you.
可是他们这样讲会让你觉得很兴奋。
They'll bring up controversial topics.
他们都是讨论一些令人引起争议的话题。
They'll get you distracted and focus on the wrong thing.
他们会让你分心。
Because that's exciting.
哦，因为这样让你觉得比较兴奋。
And that makes this place happening, you know, rolling.
Yeah, 所以你可以继续往前跑。
But what this text is teaching is that it is useless.
但是你从经文上来看到教导，你就知道这种事情是没有用的。
So this leads us to the purpose of what our church should be.
所以是从这点来看，我们在所以就可以知道我们教会的目的在哪里。
Now this is never going to happen to our church, right?
这种事情应该在没有教我们教会没有。
Because we have great teaching.
因为我们有很好的牧师在教导。
And we've always had great teaching.
我们。
not boasting about me. I'm just saying from the past, right? Yeah. So this is never gonna. But you know what? Ephesus was the letter was written by the apostle Paul.
你看到这个书信是由保罗写的。
And if they can be distracted from what is the main thing, you better believe we can be distracted from what is the main thing.
你看到在以弗所那些教会都可以被分心的话，那我们教会当然也有这种让人分心的因素。
So Paul is saying, keep the main thing, the main thing.
所以保罗就一直强调说，我们要注意我们要做的事情。
So he says, the purpose of our church should always be at the forefront, which is to love God and to love others God's way.
所以我们教在我们教会最重要的事情就是要爱神，而且爱其他人就跟神爱我们一样。
So that was the introduction.
所以我们刚刚讲完
So what is the right way of thinking then?
要怎么去想这件事情呢？
Look at 1 Timothy 1:5.
我们看看提摩太前书第一章第五节。
But the goal of our instruction is love from a pure heart and a good conscience and a sincere faith.
提摩太前书一章五节这么说到，这嘱咐的目的是出于爱，这爱是发自于纯洁的心，无愧的良心和无为的信心。
So the goal is love.
所以我们的目标是就是要爱。
The goal of Christian preaching and teaching is love.
基督徒教导就是爱。
The reason we emphasize the preaching of God's unadulterated word in this church is to push each other to love God more and to love others God's way.
所以教会最重要的教导就是要爱神，然后要鼓励其他人爱其他人，就跟神爱我们一样。
The Greek word for the word love here is agape.
在这个爱，在这个希腊文里面就叫 agape。
You thought agape group was very clever and came up with the name by themselves, but it's actually from this word agape in the Bible.
你以为爱家团契取的名字是怎么来的？它是根据经文来的。
It has.The word has a highest understanding of love.
这个 agape 这个字事实上是爱的最高境界。
And according to 1 John 3:16, turn there please, turn there, 1 John 3:16.
约翰前一书三章第十六节。
This is what love means.
爱是什么？爱是什么？这是爱的意思。
We know love by this, that he laid down his life for us.And we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren.
主为我们舍命，这样我们就知道什么是爱，我们也应当为弟兄舍命。
So we have an example in Jesus Christ concerning the true meaning of love.
耶稣基督就是最好一个爱的见证。
We do not love just to satisfy an emptiness or a void in ourselves.
我们爱的目的不是只是为了要不要孤独。
But we love to push others towards Christ-likeness.
我们最重要的爱就是要鼓励彼此要跟耶稣基督一样。
And true love does not ignore truth in the name of love.
但是真爱必须还要有真理。
It actually pushes others toward the truth, namely God.
事实上啊，真爱的目的就是要追寻真理。
You cannot have true biblical love without true biblical truth.
你不能，假如你没有真爱就不会有，假如你没有真理就不会有真爱。
They are the two sides of the same coin.
他们是一体的两面。
That is the purpose of my preaching here.
这就是我今天教导最重要的目的。
To push you to truth and then loving God and loving others.
我今天的目的就是要教导各位要爱神，就跟要爱彼此。
And parents, you can relate to this.
父母亲们，你们可以
Even though your little child thinks it's a phenomenal idea to put their finger in the electrical socket.
当你的小孩把指头放到那个插头里面去。
You know the truth about putting a finger in an electrical socket. You know it is harmful for them.
你知道把当指头放在插头里面，这个是很危险的一件事情。
And the way you love them is by telling them the truth about what happens when you put a finger in an electrical socket.
所以真正你要爱你的儿子呢，爱你的小孩，你就要告诉他们说，当你把手指头插在插头里面的时候，会发生什么样的事。
Some people want to reject the truth of God by claiming that they love people.
有些人呢，并不相信神，虽然说他们称呼他们宣告是他们的爱神，爱即爱。
There's a popular book called Love Wins.
Poppy?
A book called Love Wins.
有本书在讲说爱永远是胜利的。
In this book, the author goes on to explain why the Christian God is not the way we think of him.
这本书里面有解到，有说明到说为什么神的爱并不是像我们想象中那个样子。
In the name of love, he says that God doesn't, send people to hell. and God doesn't have a concept of hell.
Hell?
Hell.
他那边其实知道在神的意思里面事实上是没有地狱的。
He says God accepts everybody from every tribe, tongue, nation.
这本书里面提到说神是接受各式各样的人的。
All in the name of love.
他会爱你, 不管为什么。
And what is his idea based on?
这种主义是根据什么来的?
On mere speculation.
这只是一个猜测而已的,
not on the word of God.
这不是根据神的话语而来的。
There are many false teachers like this, brothers.
这不是像这种类似这种假教师很多。
And they don't really love you.
他们不是真的爱你。
They want to distract you from what is the truth.
他们这样做只是对你会让你更远离真理。
Secondly, the source of the goal is a pure heart.
我们看看这个目标的主要的来源是哪里，是一个洁净的心。
So where does this kind of love come from?
这种洁净的心是从哪里来的?
He says, but the goal of our instruction is love from a pure heart.
这嘱咐的目的是出于爱，这爱是发自纯洁的心。
In our modern day, the word heart is considered the seat of all emotions.
在我们现代的话里面，心就是所有的感情的来源。
When we speak of the heart, we normally think of feelings.
通常我们在讲心这件事情，都在讲的感觉。
But the word heart in our scripture is a little different.
可是在我们圣经里面，这个心的看法是不太一样的。
1 Timothy 3:4. Please turn there real quick.
1 Peter 3:4.
First Peter 3:4.
彼得前书3章第4节。
This is what it says.
他是这样说的。
But let it be at the hidden person of the heart, which is the imperishable quality of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is precious in the sight of God.
这边说到说，却要在里面存在温柔安静的心里，做不能毁坏的装饰，这在神的面前是极宝贵的。
The heart, according to 1 Peter 3:4, is the hidden or true person.
在这个心，在这个里面提到是说，我们真正的自我，这个很可能是隐藏在内部的自我。
The heart is the true you.
这个心，这个只是指你真正的你。
It's who you really are.
是你真正的自我。
You know, most of us, I'm sure, do this, but if we know that there's a guest coming to our house within the next hour, we start cleaning up the whole house, right?
我想每个人都有这样的经验，当家里面有客人来的时候，家里面都会整理得很干净。
Right? My mom used to do this all the time.
我的妈妈一直都是这么做的。
I just hate this dirty house. Kids, take your books and put it in the cupboard.
我不喜欢这肮脏的房子，赶快把它整理干净。
And I used to say, relax, mom.
妈咪说，我跟妈咪讲说，不要担心，不要担心。
And she says, "Don't tell me to relax. There's people coming in an hour."
你不要跟我讲这些，我们有客人马上就要来了。
And it was a stressful period in the house for that 1 hour.
所以那个时候，那一小时内，大家都鸡飞狗跳。
Even my dad was involved in the stress.
所以我爸还参与在这战争里面。
Why didn't you tell me that they're coming?
你又不早点告诉我呢？
And my dad jokingly tells my mom, which is a bad idea, guys. If you're married, this is a bad idea. My dad jokingly tells my mom, let's just stop the charades. We're dirty people. They know it.
所以我爸常常跟我妈讲说，啊，我们就不要再装了，就让他们看这样就好了。
And the point is that we always like to put our best foot forward.
那是因为我们总是希望呈现我们最好的一面。
That's why our job interviews, we look really good, don't we?
所以说我们在面试的时候呢，我们看来都很人模人样呢。
We look so humble, you know.
我们看来都很
We could be the cockiest person out there, but as soon as we go in, yes sir, hello sir, good morning sir.
对啊，我们在面试的时候总是装出最好的一副样子。
And we try to put up this front of who we are, right?
我们想要伪装成我们不普通的样子。
Well, when the Bible talks about heart, it says this is who you really are.
但是在经文里面讲到说，这个心是指真正的自我。
So true love comes from the real you.
所以呢，这个真爱是从来自真正的你呢。
And based on God's word, it's not full of robbery or self-indulgence.
但是这边真爱里面其实并没有装满着抢夺跟放荡。
It at the center of a pure heart is putting others first.
在这个真爱的最重要的一个目的，就是要把别人放在你的前面。
Now, look at 1 Timothy 3:9. This is a clean or clear heart. This is what it means. Yeah, 1 Timothy 3:9.
Oh, okay. 在提摩太前书3章第9节.
This is what it means about holding to the mystery of the faith with a clear conscience.
所以洁净的心呢，就是说用清洁的良心持守信仰的奥秘。
So this verse helps us understand what a pure heart means.
所以在这段经文里面就告诉我们，所以这个洁净的心是什么意思。
Matthew 23:25, turn there real quick.
马太福音23:25节.
This is what Jesus told the Pharisees.
这个是耶稣对法利赛人说的。
Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For you clean the outside of the cup and of the dish, but inside they are full of robbery and self-indulgence.
虚伪的经学家和法利赛人啊，你们有祸了！你们洗净杯盘的外面，可是里面却装满了抢夺跟放荡。
So an impure heart is full of robbery and self-indulgence.
所以呢，不洁净的心呢，里面充满的是抢劫跟放荡。
It looks good from the outside, but from inside, totally dirty.
所以外表看起来很好，可是里面却是很肮脏。
So at the center of a pure heart is putting others first.
实际上，洁净的心最重要就是要把别人放在你前面。
And to understand this a little better, go to John 13. John 13.
我们来看呢，约翰福音13:5-11节，可以对这段做更好的诠释。
And this is what John 13 says, verse 5-11. Then he poured water into the basin and began to wash the disciples' feet. And to wipe them with the towel with which he was girded. So he came to Simon Peter. He said to him, Lord, do you wash my feet? Jesus answered and said to him, What I do you do not realize now, but you will understand hereafter. Peter said to him, Never shall you wash my feet. Jesus answered him, He who has bathed needs only to wash his feet, but is completely clean. And you are clean, but not all of you. For he knew the one who was betraying him. For this reason, he said, not all of you are clean.
我们来看约翰福音里面对于这个洁净的心来做更加一步的诠释。约翰福音13:5-11节，然后他倒了一盆水，做洗门徒的脚，并且用束腰的手巾擦干，轮到西门彼得。彼得就说，主啊，你要洗我的脚啊。耶稣回答， 我所做的，你现在不知道，以后就会明白。彼得说：“不行，你千万不可以洗我的脚。”耶稣说：“如果我不洗你，你和我就没有关系了。”西门彼得说：“主啊，那不单洗我的脚，连我的手跟头都洗吧。”耶稣说：“洗过澡的全身都洁净，只要洗脚就可以了。你们他们是洁净的，你们是洁净的，但不是人人都是这样。原来耶稣知道谁要出卖他，所以他说， 你们不是人人都是洁净的。
So a pure heart out of which love stems is a heart that is being made new by God Himself.
事实上来讲，这边根据这边的经文说，一个洁净的心就是被拯救过的心。
The pure heart is the one cleansed by the forgiveness and cleansing that comes to those who continually confess their sins.
一个洁净的心是被神的饶恕所洗净的。那我们怎么样去洁净我们的心呢？就是一天到晚我们要认罪。You
cannot have two masters.
你不能侍奉两个主。
Either God is your master, or He's not.
你不能侍奉两个主，要不然主就是你的主或者不是。
So true love comes from loving God first.
所以呢，真爱就是要先爱神为第一。
True love comes also from a good conscience.
真爱又从无愧的良心而来。
What is a good conscience?
我们怎么样来解释无愧的良心呢？
If you ask someone whether they hold to the right position with a good conscience, everybody says, yes, I have a good conscience.
你随便问了一个人，你是不是不管做任何事情都有无愧的良心，大部分人都说是的。
What is then a good conscience?
但是怎么样，到底怎么样才是个无愧的良心呢？
A good conscience is a sense of right or wrong.
所谓的良心意思是说呢，你能够分辨是非。
You don't have to turn there, but let me just read it for you. Romans 2:15. In that they show the work of the law written in their hearts, their conscience bearing witness, and their thoughts alternately accusing or else defending them.
在罗马书章二章十五节，这就表明了律法的作用是刻在他们心里，他有他们的良心一同作证，这个他们的思想互相较量，互作控作，互作辩护。
So according to Romans, good conscience is people generally knowing right from wrong.
根据罗马书来讲，事实上大部分人都知道怎么样是分辨是非。
There is an innate understanding that there is a God and He's already decided based on His character what is right and wrong.
事实上他们心里面在辨别是非的时候就是根据神的形象而来的。
But the problem is that sometimes our conscience is not in tune with God.
可是有时候呢我们自己的良心并没有跟神有对应。
Sometimes our consciences are weak.
有时候我们的良心比较微弱软弱。
Don't turn there, but 1 Corinthians 8:10 says,For if someone with a weak conscience sees you with all your knowledge eating in an idol's temple, won't that person be emboldened to eat what is sacrificed to idols?
什么样是软弱的人啊？我们来看哥林书前书第八章第十节。因为如果有人看见你这有知识的人在偶像你庙里吃喝，他的良心若是软弱，他不就放胆去吃那祭过偶像的食物吗？
In his discussion about what foods and drinks we now eat under Christ, Paul points out that some people who were involved in the discussion had weak consciences.
保罗这边提到所谓软弱是什么样的。
And sometimes people's consciences are seared or blocked.
有时候他们的良知会被阻挡住。
In fact, in the book that we're just reading, 1 Timothy 4:2, this is what it says. By means of the hypocrisy of liars,Seared their own conscience.
有关于良知在提摩太前书有提到四章第二节，这教训是出于说谎的人的虚伪，他们良心好像被烧红的铁烙了一样。
So a seared conscience is one that no longer listens to God's truth.
所谓被铁烙过的良心，就是说他们不再听神的话语。
After repeated rejection of God's truth.Whether it's on doctrinal matters or moral matters, a seared conscience is one that is completely shut down God in their life.
一个被铁烙过的良心就是说他们完全拒绝了神。
So, opposite way, a good conscience is sensitive to God's truth.
但是有一个真正的良心是对神讲的话语是比较敏感的。
Keeping this in mind,True love is one that comes from an honest self-evaluation that your conduct or the way you behave has been obedient rather than disobedient as you evaluate the direction and perspective of your life at this particular moment.
好长哦。真正的良心呢，事实上呢，是来自对神的遵守，而不是说对他的反叛。
So, my point here is,Not everybody has a good conscience.
并不是所有人都有无愧的良心。
You can have a weak conscience, you could have a seared conscience.
你可能会有一个软弱的良心或是说有一个被铁烙过的良知。
True love comes from a good conscience.
一个真爱呢是从一个无愧的良知而来的。
You know how you live this week.You know how you live this week.
你知道你很清楚这个礼拜你是怎么过的。
Do you have a clear conscience?
但是所有做的事情都是来自无愧的良心吗？
Because true love comes from a good conscience.
因为呢真爱呢只能出自于无愧的良心。
And finally, true love comes from a sincere faith.
最后我们要提到真爱呢事实上是来自无为的信心。
1 Timothy 1:5, but the goal of our instruction is love from a pure heart and a good conscience and a sincere faith.
我们再来回忆提摩太前书第一章第五节，这嘱咐的目的是出于爱，这爱是发自纯洁的心、无愧的良心跟无为的信心。
What is sincere faith?
所谓无为的信心是什么？
I'm just going to give an illustration and close here, but we used to have pastors in India, who used to wear like sandals and no tie or suit, just plain clothes, put their Bible on their armpit and go around with a hunchback, like this.
所以牧师现在讲要稍微用一个按例子来举例，什么讲什么是无为的信心。
And they would knock on people's door and they would want to pray for them.
他们在牧师在讲说，在印度有很多牧师去敲人家的门。
And we thought of them as really sincere pastors, really sincere. We thought of these pastors as sincere pastors.
我们认为这些牧师实际上是很虔诚的。
But later on, we found out that this pastor was involved in so many scams.
可是我们会发现到这些牧师实际上参与了很多丑闻
，taking money from people where he's not supposed to。
他们跟人家收钱。
So sometimes we think sincerity is what how it looks on the outside。
有时候我们认为虔诚只是
Oh praise the Lord。
Yeah, 有时候虔诚
Glory to God。Raising your hand high when you're singing。Right, the higher you go, the more God loves you. Right, we think that.Doing these outward things is a sincere heart.
我们很容易被这些外表的举动跟形象来影响我们对这个人是不是有很虔诚来做判断的。
And you know, raising your hand is not wrong. Please don't get me wrong. I raise my hand.
牧师不是叫你不要举手。
But a sincere faith is one that is rooted and trusts God completely.
所谓无为的信心就是对神要完完全全的信任。
Look at Romans 12:9. You don't have to turn there. Let me just say this. Let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor what is evil. Cling to what is good.
在罗马书12章第9节说到爱不可虚伪恶要厌恶善要持守。
So sincere faith holds on tight to God at all times.
无为的信心就是说你对神永远要坚守绝对不要放过
You know, to have the faith that we have today, a Christian faith, a number of people had to die for that.
你要知道我们今天会有这个信仰是有很多人为了这个信仰而死在十字架上
And their faithfulness gives us a foundation for our Christian faith.
他们这种信心呢就是我们今天所有基督教 的基础
My father was in England and Scotland and he told me a story of three faithful men of God who were tied to the stake and burnt alive for their faith in Jesus Christ.
牧师的父亲现在在伦敦传教，他有提到说他看有历史上有这种记载，很多基督徒死在十字架。
And as they were burning, they were singing to the Lord.
当这些基督徒被绑在十字架被烧死的时候，他们还唱着圣诗。
When peace like a river attended my soul.When sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my God you have taught me to say, it is well with my soul. God is saying, that's saying, during difficult circumstances, God, and during good circumstances, I trust you completely.
不管在多么艰难的状况下，我永远相信神。
So this is the idea that Paul has in mind.
这个保罗的意思就是这样。
So the aim of our charge is love that issues from a pure heart, a good conscience, and a sincere faith.
所以我们称到受到最重要的一个指令，就是说真爱呢，必须要来自一个纯洁净的心啊，无愧的良心跟无为的信心。
So do you believe the right things?
你相信对的事情吗
Is your definition of love based on scripture?Or on popular culture.
你对爱的诠释是根据经文的来，还是根据我们现在这种当前的文化
？Do you have a pure heart?
你有一个纯洁的心吗
？Do you have a good conscience?
你有个无愧的信心吗
？And finally, is your faith sincere?
你的信心是不是很真诚
？Let's pray together.
我们一同来祷告。
Father, as I prepared for this.My own heart was convicted.
亲爱天父，当我在准备今天的经文的时候
，We thank you that you gave us the pure heart.
我感谢你给我们一个纯洁的心
through regeneration.
根据有三代的基督徒
，But the nature of this pure heart is love that stems from a good conscience and a sincere faith.
但是这种真爱这种真理呢是来自洁净的心跟无为的良心无为的信心。
Father God, protect this church from false teachings.
对这些假教义。
Protect these individuals from false teachings.
希望你保护这些人不要再受这些假教义的影响。
There are so many wolves out there in sheep's clothing.
有些很多在外面不真实的言语。
That look to distract this church and each individual away from our Almighty God.
这些外面的假教义只是对我们分心，然后跟我们让我们离神更远。
And sometimes they use the right words even.
Sometimes, 有时候他们用的言语是对的。
But their heart is depraved.
但是他们的心事实上是在远离我们。
Protect us from them, O God.
保护我们这些子民。
May we as a church unify together in love for God and love for others.
希望我们的教会能够团结起来，来一起互相爱。
May we put the glory of God at the forefront in this church.
让我们把神的荣耀放在这教会之前。
May this church be a church that is pillar and foundation of God's truth for generations to come.
让我们这个教会有一个更重要的基础。
May we pass on true faith and true love to our kids so that they would then pass it on to their kids.
让我们这个社会，让我们这个教会能够继续传扬神的话语真理，能够传一代一代传下去。
May we not be a church like the church at Ephesus who lost their first love. May we be a church that loves you primarily.
让我们这个教会变成一个主要就是爱人的一个教会。
Oh God, protect us.
神啊，请保护我们。
Keep us. And keep us focused.
让我们能够专心。
In Jesus' matchless name I ask.
这样祷告福配是奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
谢谢伊达牧师的证道。现在让我们欢迎新朋友。如果您是第一次到我们教会以来，请您站起来，让我们认识一下。我们教会呢也给你一些 information。有新朋友吗？哦，请站一下。你可以简单介绍一下你自己。请，你可以简单介绍一下你自己吗？欢迎你，欢迎你，希望你后面继续来啊啊！我们教会可以给你一些 information。今天呢，我们有会员大会，我本来是计划11:11开始，12:40结束。要结束以后还有免费的午餐。弟兄姐妹，就是这个结束以后呢，可以出去稍微方便一下，然后尽快回来，我马上开始这个会员大会。其他的这个。事项报告事项都在还有祷告事项都在这个布洛克写得很清楚，请大家回去好好。